Today, we'd like to see the title of David's constant wars in 1 Chronicles chapter 18 up to 20. None was shared through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in 18, verse 8, also from Tibhath and from Chun, cities of Hadadzer, David brought a large amount of bronze with which Solomon made the bronze sea, the pillars and the articles of bronze. What does it mean in the relationship between David and Solomon? And what can we learn from here? Question 2. In chapter 19, verse 13, be of good courage, and let us be strong for our people, and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what is good in His sight. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Last question 3, in chapter 20, verse 1. It happened in the spring of the year, at the time kings go out to battle, that Joab led out the armed forces and ravaged the country of the people of Ammon, and came and besieged Rabbath. But David stayed at Jerusalem, and Joab defeated Rabbah and overthrew it. Where was David then, and what can we learn from David? Here is the map is related to today's text, which we are going to study there. David expanded Israel through constant war. In the west, the Philistine area, Gath, and Amalek area, today in Gaza area, and in the north, Hamath area, Joba area, Damascus area, today in Syria area, and in the east, Aram, Ammon, Moab area, today in Jordan. In the south, Edom area were expanded. Chapter 18, verse 1. After this, it came to pass that David attacked the Philistines, subdued them, and took Gath and its towns from the hands of the Philistines. Verse 2. Then he defeated Moab, and the Moabites became David's servants and brought tribute. Its ancient was through incest between Lot and his first daughter, while Ammon was between Lord and his second daughter. David previously killed 2/3 Moabites. The cross reference, Genesis chapter 19, 36-38, 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, verse 3. And David defeated Hadadzer king of Joba, as far as Hamath, as he went to establish his power by the river Euphrates. David took from him 1,000 chariots, 7,000 horsemen, and 20,000 foot soldiers. Also, David cut the muscle all the chariot horses, except that he spared enough of them for 100 chariots. When the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadadzer king of Joba, David killed 22,000 of the Syrians. Then David put garrison in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrians became David's servants and brought tribute. So the Lord preserved David wherever he went. And David took the shield of gold that were on the servants of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem. Verse 8. Also from Tibhar and from Chun, cities of Hadadezer, David brought a large amount of bronze with which Solomon made the bronze sea, the pillars, and the articles of bronze. Those supposed by David were used for Solomon's temple of God. Because of David's much blood, due to constant great wars, God allowed his seed after him, Solomon, to build the temple of God. So bronze was used for the sea, 10 cubits, 16 feet, 5 meters diameter circle water tank, pillars, bronze vessels in the temple of God. The cross reference right here, 1 Chronicles 22:8, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12 to 13. Verse 9. Now when Tou king of Hamath heard that David had defeated all the army of Hadadezer king of Zobah, he sent Hadoram his son to King David to greet him and bless him because he had fought against Hadadezer and defeated him. For Hadadezer had been at war with Tou. And Hadoram brought with him all kinds of articles of gold, silver, and bronze. Verse 11. King David also dedicated these to the Lord along with the silver and gold that he had brought from all these nations, from Edom, from Moab, from the people of Ammon, from the Philistine, and from Amalek. David, all gold, silver and bronze from Hamath, from all other areas, David dedicated all things to God, acknowledging that all had come from God. We often think of material blessings as the byproduct of our own labor, skill, time, rather than coming from a loving God. Cross reference to James chapter 1, 7, 10. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, or above heaven, God. Come down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow or turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So God's creatures, first fruits. So every good thing come from God. Verse 12. Moreover, Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, killed 18,000 Edomites in the valley of Salt. He also put garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became David's servants, and the Lord preserved David wherever he went. Verse 14. So David reigned over all Israel and administered judgment and justice to all his people. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was of the army. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was a recorder. Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Abimelech, the son of Abiathar, were the priests. Shavasha was the scribe. Benai, the son of Jehoiada, was over Kerodites and Pelatites, and David's sons were chief ministers at king's side. Chedonites and Pelatites were likely foreign soldiers who had joined David during his running away into Philistine area under Saul, the previous king. Persecution. That's close to number 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 17 and 18. Chapter 19, verse 1. It happened after this that Nahashi, the king of the people of Ammon, died, and his son reigned in his place. Then David said, I will show kindness to Hanun, the son of Nahashi, because his father showed kindness to me. So this one, David's intention. So David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. And David's servants came to Hanun in the land of the people of Ammon to comfort him. And the princes of the people of Ammon said to Hanun, do you think that David really honors your fathers? Because he has sent the comforters to you. Did his servants not come to you to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land? Therefore Hanun took David's servants, shaved them, and cut off their garments in the middle at their buttocks, and sent them away. Then some went and told David about the man he sent to meet them, because the man was greatly ashamed. And the king said, wait at Jericho, just cross over Jordan River, you see map, until your beards have grown, and then return. When the people of Ammon saw that they had made themselves repulsive to David, Hanun and the people, Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire for themselves chariots and horsemen from Mesopotamia, from Syria, Mark, and from Joba. So they hired themselves 32,000 chariots with the king of Maacah and his people, who came and encamped before Medeba. Also, the people of Ammon gathered together from their cities and came to battle. Hanun, king of Ammon, suspected David's intention of kindness and comfort for his father's funeral service upon Prince's counsel, and he humiliated David's messengers as spies by cutting beards and half naked. Then he prepared to battle against Israel, gathering mercenaries, chariots, and horsemen from Mesopotamia, the far north, today in Iraq area, and Syria, and Joba. Even if Ammon had experienced the previous battles against Israel, Ammon should not have assumed Israel's every action was ill-intended. So, to us, ask the Lord for his direction, such as clear and convincing evidence. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge, and he shall direct your paths. That's the lesson. Verse 8, now when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the army of the mighty men. Then the people of Ammon came out and put themselves in battle array before the gate of the city. And the kings who had come were by themselves in the field. When Joab saw that the battle line was against him, before and behind, he chose some Israel best and put them in battle array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he put under command of Abishai, his brother, and they set themselves in battle array against the people of Ammon. Then he said, if the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the people Ammon are too strong for you, when I will help you. Be of good courage and let us be strong for our people and for the cities of our God. And may the Lord do what is good in his sight. Or let the Lord do what is good in his sight. Joab's army arrayed against the Syrians, while his brother's army arrayed against the Ammonites. Joab set a wise strategy for mutual help and said so. Let's tune our heart to the Lord to be of good courage and be strong for our God, our God's people, and God's cities. Let the Lord do what is good in His sight. That is, God's Spirit works in you both to will, not a passive kind of thing, and to do for His good pleasure. In Old Testament time, God's Spirit worked in a believer, but the Spirit came in him or out of him. Unlike in New Testament time, the Spirit was in every believer forever. Christ lives in a creature, meaning the Christian lived by faith. Unless a Christian should tune to the Lord would not work in the Christian. That's a cross-reference right here, Philippians. Because God would not violate his given free will. Verse 16, now when the Syrians saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they sent messengers and brought the Syrians who were beyond the river, Jordan River, and Shobhak, the commander of Hadad's army, went before them. Shiloh and Jobah were allies against Israel. 17, when it was told to David, he gathered all Israel, crossed over the Jordan, and came upon them, and set up in the battle array against them. So when David had set up in battle array against the Syrians, and they fought with him, then the Syrians fled before Israel, and David killed 7,000 charioteers and 40,000 foot soldiers of the Syrians, and killed Shobhak, the commander of the army. And when the servants of Hadadja saw that they were defeated by Israel, they made peace with David and became his servants. So the Syrians were not willing to help the people Ammon anymore. Chapter 20, verse 1. It happened in the spring of the year, at the time kings go out to battle, that Joab led out the army's forces and ravaged the country of the people at Ammon and came and besieged Rabbah. But David stayed at Jerusalem, and Joab defeated Rabbah and overthrew it. In the end of the year, the spring of the year, before the Passover, first month 14, the Hebrew calendar, or April, they went out to war. At this time, palm work for barley, spring season with fall season ended after tabernacle, 7th or 15th to Hebrew calendar, or October. And during the winter time, they planned the future conquest. And then in the springtime, at the fair weather, they went out to war. Joab went out to war against the Ammon country and Rabbah, the capital city. But David, after the victorious constant wars in previous chapters, rested at Jerusalem, and he sinned with Bathsheba. It's a lesson that since the Spirit in us is willing, but our flesh is weak, we should watch and pray always. So pray meaning as a communion, communication with the Lord, you know, do it. In that way, we can pray always. That's a cross-reference, Leviticus 23:5-34, 2 Samuel 11:1-4, Matthew 26:41. Verse 2, then David took the king's crown from his hand and found it to weigh a talent of gold, and there were precious stones in it, and it was set on David's head. and he brought out the spoil of the city in great abundance. After Joab defeated Ammon and Rabbah, David took the king's crown with 75 pounds or 35 kilograms gold and precious stones. And David wore the crown on his head and carried much abundant spoils from Rabbah city. Verse 3. And he brought out the people who were in it and put them to work with swords, with iron picks, with axes. So David did to all the cities of the people of Ammon. Then David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. Now it happened afterward that war broke out at Gaza with Philistines, at which time Sibekai the Hushite killed Shippai, who was one of the sons of the giant, and they were subdued. Verse 5, again, they were war with Philistines, and Elhanan, the son of Jeel, killed Lahmi, the brother Goliath, the Gittites. The shepherd of Hushapair was like a weaver's beam. Yet again, there was a war at Gath, where there was a man of great stature, with 24 fingers and toes, 6 on each hand and 6 on each foot. And he also was born to the giants. So when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimea, David's brother, killed him. These were born to the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. David used the people of Ammon as slaves to work. Other enemies were defeated by Israel at Gaza with the Philistines. Shippai and Ramai, the brother of Goliath, the holder of the huge sizes spear like the beam of a weaver, were killed. At Gaza, a tall man with 12 fingers, 12 toes, and other giants were killed. They fell by David, as the Lord allowed to give him victory continually. Matthew 10:29. Are not two sparrows sold for copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. So God allows it that way. So we covered all three questions. So also continually, you may check in detail what your website address in a QR code. So God's continue work through His church, Calvary Chapel, and I'm here, God's church, no matter what, not in any human church. So our vision is let go, let God, let go, let church go, let God. Let God is doing, working in His church. So also next month, the CGN International Conferences, so every minister may join there. So continue to keep on prayer for brothers, sisters, children in Christ of the underground church in Iran, other Muslim countries, and other persecuted countries to be knit together in love and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God. Fully understanding. So continue to keep on prayer for that is Iran. Afghanistan, you know, so right here, Syria, you know, and so on. Here, Burma, you know, persecutions as well. God bless you.